Good morning. I gotta stop coming here for coffee.
Mr. Benson, I have just been nominated for president of my bowling league.
Good. Just so they don't make you commander-in-chief of their army.
I must go and plan my campaign.
Oh, Clayton, I almost forgot. I have the entry form for this year's charity golf tournament.
Oh, you guys gonna be partners again, eh?
Of course. You don't break up a winning combination.
Yeah, actually, sir, we didn't win. Wilfred Baker and his partner won.
But you two came in second.
And we're a cinch to win this year. Wilfred lost his partner on the course. It was a stroke.
They charged him a stroke for losing his partner?
He died, Benson.
Oh. Sounds like a rough tournament.
Anyway, Wilfred's out of the running, and with a little work, Clayton and I have a real shot at the trophy.
Sir, you know, I really don't know about this year.
Oh, don't be silly. Listen, I figured out what was wrong with your putting. I'll free up some time and help you with it.
My putting? We would have won that tournament if he hadn't choked.
Well, you know the governor.
Never play golf with someone who learned as a caddy.
What's wrong with that? Plenty of good golfers learned as caddies. Lee Trevino, Lee Elder, me, you.
Benson, are you grouping yourself with professional golfers?
Well, I...
Professional caddies, I could understand.
You are familiar with the golf term... Four?
Yes, certainly. It means look out, you're in danger of being hit.
Four?
Did you hear what I said to Senator Chapman?
Yes, sir.
I really got him.
Yes, sir, I heard it.
Do you hear what he said to me?
Yes, sir, I heard it when he said it, and I heard it when you repeated it.
He said, oh, well, oh. I really made a monkey out of him. Oh, well, oh. I wish I had a tape of that.
Well, perhaps you could get a transcript of it, sir.
Oh, I know I'm gloating, but it's so nice to win once in a while.
Of course it is, sir.
Oh, Clayton, just a minute. I want you to sign the entry form for the golf tournament.
Ah, well, sir, before we make that official, are you sure you want me to be your partner?
What? Of course, you're the best golfer in the capital, except for Wilfred Baker.
Well, that's true, sir. I just assumed you were aware of how slighted some people feel when the governor chooses the same partner every year.
You mean there are people who resent that?
Deeply, sir.
Well, it's just a golf tournament. And listen, with Wilfred out of the running, you would have a real chance to win.
You're right, sir. Let's go for it. Let's win that trophy. Who cares what people think?
Well, I care.
I thought you might.
Oh. Oh, all right, Clayton. Maybe we'd better split up. I hope it isn't too late for you to get a good partner.
Oh, I'm a big boy, sir. I'll manage.
Come in.
Ah, Governor, I have the figures on that water project for you.
Benson, I have decided to enter the golf tournament without Clayton this year.
Oh, really? When did you make that decision?
Just now.
Well, Clayton, I guess that means you'll have to find a new partner.
Well, I don't want you to worry about me, sir. I'm sure I'll find someone if I just scout around.
Why don't you scout around your office? That's where Wilfred Baker is waiting.
Wilfred Baker?
Yes, sir. He said something about needing Clayton's signature on the entry form for the tournament. Today's the deadline, you know.
You and... Wilfred Baker? Behind my back? You dumped me!
Sir, you said yourself it was only a golf tournament.
No, I didn't. Well, you made me say it to suit your own evil purposes.
Well, I certainly didn't expect this sort of response. If you're having problems, sir, perhaps we should iron them out.
Well, Clayton, I'd use a 3-iron.
I think you'd better leave, Clayton. You wouldn't want to keep Wilfred waiting.
Very well, sir. I'm sorry you feel this way. Despite your attitude, I wish you the best of luck in the tournament, sir.
Son of a gun, that makes me angry.
Angry enough to want to beat him?
Oh, Benson, forget it. I mean, today's the deadline. Where am I going to find a partner?
Well, I play a little golf.
You? But last year you wouldn't even play at all. You said you hated tournaments.
Well, that's because of what they do to people's personalities. Last tournament I played in, a guy tried to stuff his opponent into a golf bag.
Oh,
There's no excuse for behavior like that.
Yes, there was, too. I caught him cheating on his score. And that's why I don't play in those tournaments anymore. But in Clayton's case, I'd like to make an exception. I'd like to experience the thrill of victory that sends him to the agony of defeat. So what do you say, partners?
Oh, I don't know, Professor. What do you shoot?
High 80s?
Sign here.
I'm in. Governor, here's that press release on the golf tournament. You want to check it out?
Pete, there's been a change. I won't be teamed with Clayton this year.
I'm going to be the governor's new partner.
You play golf?
What are you talking about? Some of the best golfers in the country are budget directors.
Benson shoots in the high 80s.
No kidding. Hey, Benson, we should play sometime. I shoot the low 80s.
Oh, really?
Pete, there's been another change.
Benson, don't take it so hard. It's only a golf tournament.
We want the ball. What keeps the cows in defense? What keeps the cows in defense? Take it away. Piss, get away. Yay!
A simple hello, Benson, would have sufficed. What is going on here?
We're stuffing envelopes for Miss Crass's campaign.
I plan to win this election, Benson.
Well, in that case, Crass, you should be stuffing ballot boxes.
Here, take a flyer.
The only reason you don't want to bet on the tournament is because you know the governor and I'll beat you.
Peter, the only reason I don't want to wager with you is because I know I could never collect. Good night, all.
He knows he's gonna lose. Hey, Benson, I'm really sorry the governor dumped you like that.
The governor dumped Benson?
Just from the golf tournament. He's still budget director.
He didn't dump me.
Sure he did. Don't you remember? Clayton dumped him, and then he asked you to be his partner because you shoot in the high 80s, and then I came in and I said, well, I shoot in the low 80s.
I remember, Pete. As a matter of fact, I remember very well. He didn't dump me. He just turned down my offer. Good night.
He dumped him.
What was that all about? The Capital Charities Golf Tournament. It makes things crazy around here.
When it comes to their games, men behave very funny.
You're telling me. Tommy Webster fasted for 3 days to get ready for the marble shooting finals.
Did he win?
No, he passed out.
Oh. It's hard to believe they don't outgrow that stage.
Are you kidding? When they get too old to play, they start yelling at the TV.
Ah, Governor, I'm glad I found you. Excuse me, Benson. Sir, I have to talk to you about that tournament. Sir, I was wrong to place the championship ahead of our friendship.
Yes, you were.
Excuse me.
Sir, I have spoken to Wilfred Baker, and I will not be his partner this year.
Does that mean you want to be my partner this year?
Well, sir, I think it's the only sporting thing to do.
When did my office become the pro shop?
Well, Benson, it takes a big man to admit that he's wrong.
Thank you, sir. So, what do you say? Partners?
Hey, Governor! All set for the big golf tournament tomorrow?
Ah, well, Clayton and I were just discussing that. What did you say you shoot, Pete?
Low 80s.
Guess I'll have to get lockers installed in here.
Gee, Clayton, it's too bad you're out of the running.
Out of the running?
Wilfred Baker broke his arm last night.
Oh. Clayton!
I didn't want to upset you, sir. I know how close you are to Wilfred.
You know how close you are to unemployment?
Clayton, I'm angry. I don't just want to win this tournament. I want to beat you. You understand that?
Sir, I don't have a partner.
Get one!
Sir, with Clayton out of the running, the game is practically in the bag.
If you fellas don't mind, I'm gonna play through.
Well, Benson, wait. You can't let me let him get away with this.
Sir, I can't find a viable partner by tomorrow. It would be a hollow victory for you.
Sir, the trophy wouldn't actually say hollow victory.
There wouldn't be a hollow victory, not if Clayton can find a partner.
I already told you I can't find a partner.
Benson will be your partner.
Me?
Yes, you. And we are gonna clobber you guys.
You are going to clobber me?
Hey, gee, Benson, now you don't have to live with that feeling of being dumped.
I've never been dumped, and I'm not about to be clobbered. Governor, I'm going to make you wish you never picked up a club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
All right, Clayton, you've got yourself a partner, and you can just forget about that tip I was going to give you on your rotten putting.
Rotten putting!
Clobber!
Dumped!
Clayton!
Benson! Ow!
The Who blows up on...
Pete, maybe I better drive.
Why? I missed the chicken.
Yeah, but not by much.
It wasn't my fault. What was the dumb chicken doing running across the fairway?
I expect it was trying to get to the other side.
Okay, we'll go first.
And you can't just call first.
I just did.
Well, you can't.
Didn't we settle this like adults?
Yeah. Fisties.
Eagle claws. I could have told you I was going first.
You're gonna need a lot more than eagle claws to win this match, Peter.
Yeah.
Go get him, partner.
Wind.
What are you doing?
It's just a little thing I do for good luck.
At the start of every game?
Every shot.
Would you please hurry up?
Relax, Clayton. A little golf etiquette.
Come on, man. Hit the ball. Oh, Pete, that's a beautiful shot.
Well, it's hard to tell until it lands.
Pete, that was an incredible shot.
Well, obviously the wind got behind it.
Governor?
Thank you, Pete. That
shot must have gone 220 yards.
Oh, so what?
Okay, shush it down now, boys. Chook, chook, chook.
That's your putt.
Oh, mine's a gimme.
Peter, this is a tournament. There are no gimmies.
Fine, I'll just tap it in. That's par for me.
Why does he have to be so annoying?
Because that's par for him, too.
Clayton, if I sink this putt of mine, it will be six strokes up going into the 11th.
I know the score.
Yes, but I love to watch your face whenever you hear it.
Sir, I've already apologized.
Clayton, will you stop whining? I'm trying to line up this putt, man.
In the general direction of the hole, I hope.
A little dissension, huh?
Oh, be still, my heart. Ah, oh, wonderful. Fabulous shot, Benson. Fabulous.
How would you like me to place this ball somewhere on your person where they'll never find it?
All right, guys. Hold it up here. I'm trying to putt.
Sir, now take your time and don't let them bother you. You've sunk a lot tougher ones than this. There's only 8 holes left. You sink this baby, we'll be 7 strokes. There's no way they can catch us.
Right, right. Okay.
Whenever you're ready. Anybody want to put any money on this one?
He choked.
All right, he choked.
I did not choke.
Yeah, you didn't choke, and I didn't get dumped.
Good morning, Gretchen. I thought I'd drop in and see how the election turned out.
Denise, you are looking at the Capital City Bowling League's first ever German-born woman presidential runner-up.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Denise. Politics is a tough town.
So who's the new president?
Beer Belly Parker. I baked these cookies for his victory party.
Gretchen, you really are a good sport.
I'm not that good a sport.
We'd be ahead if you hadn't hit that shot into the lake.
Yeah, what about you and the sand trap?
Well, at least you can play out of a sand trap. You can't play out of a lake.
Pete, you took 3 strokes to get out of the sand trap. It only cost me 1 stroke to get out of the lake.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying if you're going to hit the ball into the sand trap, you might as well go ahead and hit it into the lake.
Well, we are in great shape, Benson.
Yeah, looks like they're falling apart.
Not falling apart. We still got this hole to beat you guys, and you guys are going to blow it.
Benson, don't let them get to you, babe. This is the 18th hole, sweetheart. Just give us one of those patented Benson drives. You can do it, buddy. You can do it, babe.
Clayton, get away from me.
That's a stroke. What's a stroke?
Benson knocked the ball off the tee.
That is not a stroke. I hit it with my club.
Well, that's the definition of a stroke.
It was an accident.
So you think I hit the ball in the lake on purpose?
It was a stroke. I am marking it down.
Yep.
All right. He'll take the stroke.
I'm not taking the stroke. It was your fault. You take the stroke.
Hey, Benson, now who's falling apart?
You know, I'd like to remind you guys of 2 things. I'm a little cranky, and I'm carrying a club. A strong finish, huh? 4 straight pars.
That doesn't do us any good. We're still tied.
Okay, sir. Now it's down to you and Clayton. He's got a 1-foot putt. You've got a 2-foot putt. You make it, he misses, we win. You make it, he makes it, we tie. You miss it, he makes it, we lose.
Pete, you talk, he listens, we wait. We wait, it gets late, I get mad. I get mad, it's your fault, you lose.
Fellas, now, if nobody minds, I'm going to putt.
Of course, sir. Absolutely. You go right ahead. Shh, 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 shh. Good luck!
Clayton, that's cheating!
Why didn't you just tie a string around his putter and give a yank?
That isn't cheating.
It is, however, extremely poor sportsmanship.
Oh, well, if you feel that way about it, take it over.
Oh, I couldn't do that. That would be cheating.
Ah, well, don't say I didn't give you the chance.
This game has gotten completely out of hand.
All right, now if everyone will just be quiet, I will sink the winning putt.
Good luck!
Too soon.
Just this little 1-footer, and I go home with the gold. Yeah!
Good shot, Clayton. Must have been 200 yards.
I'm taking my putt again.
Oh, no, you're not.
Sir, that's cheating.
Oh, like when you kicked Pete's ball into the woods?
Clayton, you did that? Well, you told me a squirrel carried it off into the woods.
Even I wouldn't believe that one.
Now I don't feel so bad about swiping Benson's ball on the 7th.
Well, that cost me 2 strokes.
Well, here, you can have it back.
I suppose you're the one who mashed my ball into the sand trap on the 11th.
No, that was me, but I didn't mean it.
But you didn't tell me. No, because you wanted to win the tournament, and that's why you dumped me.
Aha!
Don't you point your putter at me.
All right, all Yes, sir. There's a crowd watching from the clubhouse.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel pretty disgusted with myself. The whole point of this game was to come out here and have some fun. If you want my opinion, after the way we've behaved, none of us deserve to win this tournament.
Benson's right.
Well, are we going to finish this hole?
Look, we're in a tie now. Why don't we just leave it the way it is?
That's a good idea. Shall we make it unanimous, fellas?
Yeah.
And I think it might be worthwhile if we take this opportunity to reaffirm our faith in each other.
What do you mean, sir?
One for all and all for one.
One for all and all for one.
See, Clint, that's what's wrong with your putting. It's your grip.
$2 advance last week.
That's why I'm $2 short this week.
Benson, will you tell her that she can't keep borrowing to make up her deficit?
I'll tell her if you'll tell Congress.
So what do you say?
You're wasting all your money on these video games. It's just not productive.
Yes, it is. It helps develop eye hand coordination.
So does sewing.
Great. Lock me in the back room and I'll turn out shirts all day.
Benson, will you say something to her?
I wear a 1534.
Katie, no more quarters for these video games.
I take it that's the end of the discussion.
Yes.
So much for democracy.
Oh, Benson, by the way, are you 17 or 18?
I just told you I'm a 1534.
I was talking about our new telephone system. What's your extension?
11.
You can't be 11. I'm 11.
What is wrong with the phones around here? I can't reach anyone.
Try dialing 11.
It does not make much sense to dial my own extension.
We all have the same number. Isn't that cozy?
You know, somebody should call up the telephone company and read them the riot act.
So nothing would give me more pleasure than to take on that money-mad monopoly.
You know, Clayton, you are right. That does sound like fun. I'm going to call them myself.
Benson!
Yeah?
Benson!
Yeah?
This is for you. They just delivered it to the back door.
I didn't order a color TV. Who's it from?
Well, I don't know. It probably has a card inside. Lift here to open. Oh. It's a skunk!
Well, it certainly looks like a skunk.
It is. It's a cute little pet skunk.
Yeah. Yes. Well, at least we all agree it's not a color TV.
Who would send you a skunk?
Probably my old army buddies. We're having a reunion this weekend, and they like practical jokes.
Well, get it out of my kitchen before it stinks up the place.
I am not touching this skunk.
Oh, you two are being so silly. This is a harmless little creature. More